You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. You need a Department of Natural Resources permit to burn brush or debris in 13 Wisconsin counties. That's because ongoing dry weather is spiking the risk of wildfires. That'll remain the case for the foreseeable future. You don't need a permit for campfires or grills. There's more on the DNR website. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you had any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. Rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says that rural voters tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people.
The initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped between March and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kicking off the Driving Forward Blue Wall Tour, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Green Bay Monday, reinforcing the message of freedom for women's reproductive rights.
This issue about personal freedoms, while it puts women's lives at risk, every man in here, you have a vested interest to make sure that Donald Trump gets nowhere near the White House again on that issue alone.
Walz also hit the issues of manufacturing and union jobs.
That's why under her leadership, we're investing in America's people once again. Today, there are more factories getting built, more American energies being produced than on any given day when Donald Trump was president, and that's a fact.
Kamala Harris is returning to Wisconsin Thursday with visits planned in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. A 29-year-old Eaton man has died after being hit as a pedestrian in the 1100 block of Main Street in Green Bay Friday night. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries on Sunday. He was hit by a service van as he attempted to cross the street. The van was driven by a service provider contracted by Green Bay Metro and is not a city employee. No citations have been issued. The driver remained on the scene and cooperated with police. Brown County is urging everyone who's over the age of 6 months old to get the flu vaccine. Brown County Public Health Officer Anna Nick said the flu vaccine can reduce illness, doctor's visits, and can make symptoms of the flu less severe. Brown County is hosting a flu vaccine clinic for kids ages 6 months to 18 years old at the Brown County Central Library today from 4 until 6 p.m. See our story at WGBW.fm for dates and clinic information. Two men were found dead Sunday inside of a home on Quigley Road in the town of Poygan. Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies responded to the home at about 5:36 Sunday evening, where they found the bodies of the two men. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials identified them as 61-year-old Richard Davis and 26-year-old Alexander Davis. Both lived at the residence. No other information has been released. A 38-year-old owner of a haunted house attraction in Two Rivers was convicted yesterday of sexually assaulting a teen who worked for him. John Schwartz, who operated Scare USA, pleaded no contest to having sexual intercourse with a child under 19, fourth-degree sexual assault, and causing mental harm to a child. The state and defense agreed to a joint recommendation of 5 years on probation with a series of conditions. He'll be sentenced on Wednesday. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group have announced their top four products moving on in the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The finalists are military medals and insignia from Metalcraft Mint of Green Bay, Jolly Good Soda from Cryer Foods of Random Lake, Revo from Vulture Systems of Menominee Falls, and the X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor from John Deere of Horicon. The final round of voting to determine the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin is going on now until October 17th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. Giannis with 24 points in 23 minutes. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor with his hands. He does a great job of doing it and staying in the defense.
NFL, the Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week, but I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's your weekend box office roundup. Terrifier 3 did not disappoint moviegoers as it led the way in cinemas across the country. The horror film, which received a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, took in over $18 million at the box office this past weekend. The Wild Robot finished in second place with $13.5 million at the gate. Joker Folie à Deux, the follow-up to The Joker, had a huge drop-off of over 80% from its opening weekend haul. The film pulled in just over $7 million in only its second week. Critics and audiences both panned the film, so it's not too big of a surprise. Folie à Deux just barely edged out Beetlejuice, which came in fourth place, also with just over $7 million. But the Beetle-related sequel is in its sixth week of release and has made $275 million total. Rounding out the top five was the Pharrell Williams-inspired Lego stop-motion film Piece by Piece, which took in $3.8 million at the box office. New releases are just around the corner. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. Andrew Garfield says after Heath Ledger shot Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, he felt a great sense of accomplishment. The Spider-Man actor says that when Ledger arrived on the set of his next film, with Garfield, called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, catchy title, that he was downright smug. Garfield shared stories of his friend on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Ledger passed away 6 months before The Dark Knight hit the big screen from an accidental drug overdose in 2008 at the age of 28. Garfield added that Ledger wasn't cocky about it, but just knew he had done really great work in a really good film.
It's always hard to watch a moving picture after reading the book, but Jane Austen fans still might not mind that Pride and Prejudice is coming to Netflix. The series is in the early stages of development. Variety reports that there is no cast yet attached, but this isn't the first time that Netflix has worked with Austen's material. In 2022, Dakota Johnson starred in the movie Persuasion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.